are simply not clean. Slaughterama being a good example of a song I love to play, but I just can't play it. Anyway, so we'll get around to that hopefully in a little bit. And let's see. It is 2 o'clock in the morning. This is Wreckage. This is WRAK Atlanta. This is Paul. And Melkor will not be here tonight, so it's pretty much just me unless Tim can get here. Haven't heard from Tim yet, so we'll see. But so it might just be me tonight. I'll go on for as long as I can, probably at least until 3:30 or so. But again, your requests will help the show go along. So if you have requests, please feel free to send them in at WRK. www.wrk.org is the website, or you can call us at 404-894-2468. And looking at the upcoming shows here, I read off a couple earlier. I'll go ahead and read off a few more here. See, Death of Kings, Voyage of Slaves from Kentucky, Dropout, and Sabara Tick at the Basement. That's on Monday, March 31st. Let's see. The Antikythera Mechanism, Adharma, Seconds to Infinity, Carrier, Kismet, and Masura at the Masquerade upstairs. That's on Friday, April 4th. Same day. See, Dark Matter, Halo, Mosaic, Courtesy of Frank, Wolves in DC, and Crooked Gear. That's at Wild Bill's up in Duluth. That's the Crown Lounge up there. That's the Battle of Georgia Preliminaries, sponsored in part by Wreckage. That's on Friday, the April 4th. Let's see, Saturday the following day, Anvil, Leaving Babylon, and Bloody Gyres. That's at Masquerade downstairs in Hell, the Mighty Anvil. Saturday, April 5th. Same night, Wolves and Jackals, Prime Mover, and Hellbent at the Basement on Saturday, April 5th. Abysmal, Lord Hod, and Vimor at the Star Bar, Monday, April 7th. Bury Me Last, Enslaved by Apathy, Reaching for Resolve, Armed Chaos, and Seconds to Infinity. That's at Wild Bill's. It's the second round, I guess, of the preliminaries for Battle of Georgia. That's on Friday, April 11th. And a bunch of shows coming up here. Octopus Grin, Dyer's Eve, Ophion, Before the Trial, Sickness in the System, Dream State Emergency, and Mosura at the Masquerade downstairs in Hell. That's on Saturday, April 12th. Nile will be here, finally, hooray, on the Masquerade downstairs in Hell on Monday, April 14th. And other upcoming shows here, it's the Iced Era Sabaton, Revamp, and Void of Reason at the Masquerade on Wednesday, April 23rd. Dillinger Escape Plan, Tarnamelos, and Vatnet Viscar at the Masquerade on Wednesday, May 7th. Ghost and King Dude at Center Stage Atlanta, that's on Friday, May 9th. Great venue for a show. So Trivium, Battlecross, and Legion X at the Masquerade on Tuesday, May 13th. Primal Fear with our good friends in Brazen Angel opening. That's with the Masquerade downstairs in Hell. That's on Wednesday, May 21st. And just a bunch of shows coming up. If you want to check them out, www.wreckage.org, W-R-E-K-A-G-E.org. And go there and click on the events tab, and you can see all the upcoming shows that I'm reading off right here. I'm cheating. I'm reading off her website. All right. By request, can't resist. I love playing this band anyway, and maybe see them in January on the 70,000 Tons of Metal Cruise Festival. We'll see what happens. But let us see this band. Band is Immortal. Requested song is Sons of Northern Darkness, title track from the album of the same name. Here is Immortal. Love this song. Actually, love this band, too. Here's Immortal. This is Wreckage. This is WRAK Atlanta. was, of course, The Mighty Immortal, Sons of Northern Darkness, the title track from that album. At a request for Hallows Eve, and the requested song, I think, only exists at Live at Rec. It's, the requested song was Plunging to Megadeth, and unfortunately, we have played it before. In fact, I think Melkor played it but a while back, but it says it mentions on the list there, it says Live at Rec, and I could not find that anywhere. I looked for all kinds of Hallows Eve in the back here, so unfortunately, I could not get that. So I will play something else, and this is going to be from the Brilliance of Vinyl. This is actually the little sleeve here, the vinyl sleeve. But from the Brilliance of Vinyl, I'm going to play something here from Hallows Eve. What did I bring here? Boop. Okay. Yeah, from the Death and Insanity album, I'm going to play Goblet of Gore, because I just love the title. This is going to be Goblet of Gore, the song from Hallows Eve, local Atlanta band from way back in, and they, of course, they made good because they were signed to Metal Blade way back in the good old days, and been here and then back around and all that kind of thing, but the band is Hallows Eve. Oh, look, I guess there's no apostrophe on the front. Hallows Eve with no apostrophe. Good. That means I can type it in the playlist here and not mess it up. If you put an apostrophe in on our their online playlist here in real time, if you put an apostrophe in, you get an immediate failure with a SQL error, which unfortunately Bob Vincent hasn't fixed. Bob, listen to us. But anyway, so good. I can type in Hallows Eve and not have to worry about it. Cool. Hallows Eve, again, from the album Death and Insanity from the Brilliance of Vinyl. I probably should check and make sure it's in the right speed, shouldn't I? Hang on just 1 second. Yeah, it's on 33 RPM. Good. Nothing more embarrassing than playing a record at the wrong speed. Here again, this is Goblet of Gore by request. This is Hallows Eve. Sorry I couldn't get the right song for you, but again, this is old school Hallows Eve by request. This is Wreckage, and this is WREK Atlanta.
You know there is war in the shadows. I am the master of hate. Deliver.
Those Hallows Eve by request. That was Goblet of Gore. It's kind of funny because I'm about to play a Gwar song, and the middle of that song actually sounds a lot like a Gwar song. It's structurally and stylistically, it sounds quite a lot like Gwar. And of course, Goblet of Gore kind of plays along with that too. So those Hallows Eve by request. Going to play a song by Gwar. I think this one is clean. I hope so anyway. We have played it before, which is a good sign. So of course, we never know. Anyway, this is going to be Gwar by request. The requested song is from the album Violence Has Arrived. The song is Immortal Corruptor. Here is Gwar once again by request. And once again, rest in peace, Dave Brocky from Gwar, taken from us way too early at the age of only 50 and a half. And he doesn't have that much time on me. You know, he's a bit ahead of me, but not much. I'm old myself, old and ancient and decrepit. But yeah, Dave Brocky, really, really sad that he was taken from us. And the last I heard, actually, there was no indication of foul play and no indication of like a drug overdose or something and no indication of suicide. I think he was found in a chair, basically, like just sitting there and just passed away. So we're not quite sure what the cause is. Maybe a heart attack or something like that, but, or, you know, quote-unquote natural causes. But just a real darn shame. He's, you know, 50 and a half years old. And I do not know what the status of Gwar will be in the future. I don't know if he's going to be kind of hard to replace. How do you replace Odorous Arungus, you know? But anyway, we'll see what happens with that. But once again, it's very sad. Dave Brocky taken from us way too early this past week. It was a late Sunday night, I think, and I heard the news on Monday. Okay, so I want to give a shout-out, by the way, to SiriusXM, the Liquid Metal on there, the station. They did a live broadcast at midnight. I was on the way home, and they interrupted their normal programming, which is actually about Pantera, and they interrupted and did a nice little Gwar tribute for Dave Brocky at midnight. That was kind of cool to hear that. Unusual to hear them live at midnight, so that was a nice gesture there. So, okay, this is going to be Gwar once again by request. Rest in peace, Dave Brocky. He has left this toilet earth. And this is the Immortal Corruptor from Gwar. This is Wreckage, and this is WREK Atlanta. Right, there was Immortal Corruptor from Guar by request, and now I think going out for our good friend Scully, if I'm not mistaken. It's kind of hard to tell from the phone call, but I think it was Scully. It's going to be a new request, a new behemoth. The album is called The Satanist, which is kind of appropriate you're talking about, Scully. But the album is called The Satanist. This is new behemoth. The song is called Ora Pro Nobis Lucifer. This is Behemoth by request. This is Wreckage and this is WREK Atlanta. That was New Behemoth, again, by request, I believe, for our friend Scully, going out to him. It was from the album The Satanist. It was Behemoth with the Aura Pro Nobis Lucifer. And kind of cool. That album, I believe, debuted in the U.S. at number 40, which is kind of nifty for an album called The Satanist. Just saying. All right. I'm going to play another request, actually, for the same folks. This is going to be a request.